Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area, looking at the latest information on Hurricane Henri. Still 75 miles an hour. This is the 2 p.m. update with this information. Starting off with the satellite here, you can kind of get some reference. Here's Long Island up in New York. There's New Jersey moving through here, Cape Hatteras. You can just kind of see where we are in relation to land here. And it really looks pretty healthy. I mean, there's the system here, 75 mile an hour hurricane, seeing some of the serious clouds outside of the top. It's breathing. It's a pretty healthy storm. So we're going to watch this with time. When we talk about not concentrating just on the center, I mean, look at some of these shower thunderstorms out ahead of it, and that's going to provide some of those tropical rains even well before the landfall itself. At 2 p.m. Eastern, we have an updated forecast right here. Not much has changed from the last forecast. Still seeing that expansive area of tropical storm force winds out from the center, the furthest point about 140 miles away from the center. So real important not to focus just on that exact forecast. It really is really like that. You kind of look at the entire area as it moves forward in that direction. So tropical storm force winds extending well out from that center. We got a hurricane warning for portions of Long Island up in Connecticut, also up into Rhode Island, a part of Massachusetts. On both sides of it, tropical storm warning as well, because remember, those winds extend well out from the center. The tropical storm warning does include New York City. So real important to get ready for this storm. We're going to start seeing some of those winds enter some of these areas tomorrow morning. Location of the storm, the hurricane right there, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And with time, those winds out ahead of it. So tomorrow morning, you're going to start seeing the winds pick up, and some of those tropical storm force winds could reach Long Island tomorrow morning. Here's some of the other impacts. One of them is, of course, the rainfall. Tropical rains, just incredibly efficient. Some of these areas getting 4 to 6 inches of rain, 6 to 10 inches of rain in some of these areas as well. So you think about all that rain. Fred came through and already saturated some of the soil. Now we're going to put more tropical rain on top of it. And you think about those winds that we talked about, we're going to knock down a lot of trees. Significant power outages in many of these areas, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, maybe even into New Jersey, Rhode Island, lots of power outages. So be ready for that. Be safe. Be in a safe place. Trees coming down as well. So treacherous travel, got to be really ready. Generators, with those power outages, if you're going to use a generator, please review the safety information on those generators. Keep those generators outside, well away from your windows, definitely outside of your house, not even in the garage. Get it away from the building just to keep safe. Storm surge is the other factor in here. Now we're looking at significant values of storm surge, and that really is water up your pant leg. These values are right above ground, accounting for tide, accounting for changes in the storm. 3 to 5 feet of storm surge in places like Nantucket Sound, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, 3 to 5 foot, Long Island Sound getting some of those values as well. So listen to those local officials. They're going to tell you where the places are dangerous, and if they tell you you need to leave, well, you got to go. So this has been Ken Graham with the latest information on Hurricane Henri from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.